Okay, let's get started on our intro to Psukei Dezimra, and then we'll spend a little time learning about Hodu up until we get to Mizmor Lasoda. Mizmor Lasoda will be our cutoff for next time. So we begin with Psukei Dezimra, and I may have mentioned this a few weeks ago. With the following Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos writes, Am Rabbi Yossi, Yehei chelki migomrei halal b'chol yom. My chelek should be among those who say halal every single day. And the Gemara says, hold on a second. Say halal every single day? We know, HaKorei halal b'chol yom, HaRezeh mechadif u'megadif. Anyone who says halal every day, they're blaspheming God. How can you say such a thing? So the Gemara in Shabbos answers, Ki ka'amrinan, B'psuki d'zimra. What Rebbe Yossi meant when he said that I want my chelek to be among those who finish halel, it doesn't mean literally the halel that we've come to know and love, but the halel means psuke d'zimra. That's what his chelek should be. He should be among those who say psuke d'zimra every single day. Clearly, he struggled with getting to shul on time. He got there late, and he wanted to make sure. He said, "I wish I could have my chelek to say Psukei Dezimra every morning, maybe." But what is Psukei Dezimra? So based on that, we have the question: well, what is Psukei Dezimra? I wish my chelek should be Psukei Dezimra. So Rashi has a fascinating comment. Rashi on the daf says, "You know what Psukei Dezimra is? Psukei Dezimra is Hallelu es Hashem min Hashemayim, and Hallelu Kel B'Kodesho. That's it." Two Hallelujahs, that is Psukei Dezimra. So when Rabbi Yossi said he wants to be that among those who say Hallel every single day or Psukei Dezimra every day, he means he wants to be among those who say the two of the five Hallelujahs. That's it. That's Shitas Rashi. However, oh, and in fact, Rav Nutrai Gaon actually writes that Rashi is incorrect. Psukei Dezimra is even less than two Hallelujahs. It's just one Hallelujah. It's Hallelu Kel B'Kodesho. That's the Hallelujah. Rav Amram Gaon writes that really, Migomrei Halal, what is Psukei Dezimra? It's Tehillah LeDavid, otherwise known as Ashrei, because we add on those couple psukim beforehand. That is Psukei Dezimra, which is obviously a very short Psukei Dezimra. It would be much shorter than we say every morning. The Rambam comes along, and the Rambam and the Rif, and they say that no, Psukei Dezimra is a little bit longer than Rashi and the other Gaonim. Rather, the Rambam writes that Psukei Dezimra begins with Tehillah LeDavid ad Sof HaSefer, begins with Ashrei until the end of the Sefer, end of Sefer Tehillim, because those last five Hallelujahs are all one unit. It's the end of the Sefer of Tehillim, so it's basically Ashrei and the five Hallelujahs. So again, Vayivarech David, we'll get to another time. Not there. Az Yashir, not there. Hodus, nothing. Mizmor Lasoda, nothing. All that's there, at a maximum, Psukei Dezimra consists of Ashrei and Allah Hallelujahs. According to the others, other Gaonim or Rishonim, it's one of the other Hallelujahs or Tehillah LeDavid. That is basic what the Gemara means in Psukei Dezimra. It's referring to one of those. The Rambam does add on in his commentary in the Yad that there were other additions that were added on to Psukei Dezimra. Now we've discussed before. Well, how can you can't just add on willy-nilly things to davening, especially if you didn't write it. Baruch Sheamar. How do you add in a Baruch Sheamar into a tefillah when there's no actual source for it? So we have many different psukim that are added on in Psukei Dezimra, but they're all psukim. So to throw in more psukim that David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, so that will be okay. We can handle that. So for example, as we'll get to in a little bit, Hodu till we get to Mizmor Lasoda is a total of 49 psukim. The first 28 are from Divrei Hayamim, and then the next 21 are different psukim in Tehillim. So all connected to David HaMelech. So that's fine. But we're not adding on different tfilos that have no source or makor in any of the earlier sources anywhere in Tanakh. Okay, so now the question is as follows: we have the statement from Rabbi Yossi, and it all comes from that Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says, "Yehei chelki migomrei halal b'chol yom." I want to be part of those who are gomer halal every day. So the question becomes: Well, is that stated? When is Psukei Zimra supposed to be recited? He just says, I want to be someone who says Psukei Zimra every day. Okay, well, say it at night, say it in the afternoon. At what point are you required to recite Psukei Zimra? So here, as I mentioned, the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't say. So that we have placed Psukei Zimra before Shmon Esrei. But the question is why? For what reason? Well, that could be based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah writes, Darash Rav Simloi, La'olam yisader adam shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yachar kach yispalo. That a person should always be misader their shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have their praises prepared, and then Shmon Esrei, then Tefillah. And that's learned from Moshe, because it says, V'eschanan el Hashem, first he did a techina, he prepared his supplication and his shevach, and then it was Hashem. Then he continues and says, "Ata hachilosa laharas es avdecha es gadlecha ves yadcha hachazaka." That's the shevach, and then he continues, "Ebra navere." Now, please let me go across. So you see that Moshe had the shevach first, and then the tefillah. So too, we should have the shevach and then the tefillah. So there, we get our understanding based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Psukei Dezimra comes before the Shmon Esrei. But this does bring up an important point, which is due to the fact that the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't mention a specific time when Psukei Dezimra is supposed to be recited. The question then becomes, well, fine, granted I understand now that based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, we place the Psukei Dezimra before Shmon Esrei because you should prepare your Shevach before your Tefillah. I get it. But what if we're late to davening, and therefore I can't recite Psukei Dezimra in time for Shmon Esrei? So what do? We're always told, you skip it. You skip Psukei Dezimra because it's always the most important part of davening is to say Tefillah B'Tzibur. One of my pet peeves is that so many people are davening their Psukei Dezimra with so much kavana, and they forget that the whole purpose of davening B'Tzibur is to daven Shmon Esrei together. Balachash, not to catch kedusha. It's to start Shmon Esrei together. Tefillah Balachash, and people are saying Psukei Dezimra with more kavana. Granted, shuls are always going really, really fast, and as a result, people who are not, when I say people are trying to daven with much more kavana, they're probably going at a pretty fast pace, just not as fast as the chazan is going. But nevertheless, the question is, if a person realizes that they came late to shul and they're not going to be able to say Psukei Dezimra in time to also catch Shmon Esrei, well, what are you supposed to do? Well, there we say, again, skip Psukei Dezimra and go straight to Birchos Kriyas Shema and get to Shmon Esrei. So now the question is, do I recite Psukei Dezimra after davening is over? Now, for many people, it's a struggle. Ah, I just finished davening, so I'm good. But now we have time. Well, it wouldn't work at home in quarantine because we have plenty of time to do Psukei Dezimra before Shmon Esrei. But if people have time, they're not in a rush to go to work. They just happen to have come late. Do they say Psukei Dezimra after Shacharis? Or maybe at a lunch break, someone wants to say Psukei Dezimra. Does that work as well? So Rav Nutrai Gaon says no, that Psukei Dezimra was designed to be before Shmon Esrei, based on the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, and therefore we do not recite Psukei Dezimra after Birchos Kriyas Shema. So if you came late and you had to skip everything, just go through Birchos Kriyas Shema, Shmon Esrei, and Aleinu, you're done. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says that no, if you miss everything of Psukei Dezimra after Shmon Esrei, you should go back, Baruch Sha'amar, all of Psukei Dezimra, and finish with Yishtabach. Get that whole unit together. Bracha, Psukei Dezimra, bracha, end. Interestingly enough, there's an opinion of the Agur, which is quoted in the Beis Yosef, and the Agur explains that Rav Nutrai and Rabbeinu Yonah are not really arguing. In other words, what do you mean? Rav Nutrai says you're not supposed to make it up afterwards, and Rabbeinu Yonah says you are supposed to make it up afterwards. So he says no. What it means is, and Aruch HaShulchan writes this as well, explaining the opinion, that what this means is as follows. If you said some parts of Psukei Dezimra before Shmon Esrei, so for example, you said, let's do the bare minimum, you did Baruch Sha'amar Ashrei Yishtabach, and then, and that's what you determined you'll be able to capture and recite in order to get to Shmona Esrei on time, then you don't need to repeat anything afterwards because you did your Psukei Dezimra even if it was just the bare minimum. But if you didn't recite any of the Psukei Dezimra, not a Baruch Shamar Ashrei Yishtad, nothing, then they agree that all of them agree that you would go back and say Baruch Shamar, all of Psukei Dezimra, and finish with Yishtabach with the Bracha. That's one way to understand it. The Shulchan Aruch ends up paskening, I believe in Siman and Aleph, that you are supposed to make up the tefillos afterwards. If you miss some of Psukei Dezimra, whether it was Baruch Sh'amar, or whether you said a minimum, let's say you said Baruch Sh'amar Ashrei Yishtabach, after Shmon Esrei, you should finish up the rest of Psukei Dezimra. That's fine. Let's say you missed everything. You missed Psukei Dezimra, you missed Baruch Sh'amar, you missed Yishtabach. Says the basis of Shulchan Aruch, you have to repeat all of Psukei Dezimra except for Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. Take out the brachos. Since we'll say Savek Brachos Lahakel, since there is a chance that maybe Psukei Dezimra was designed to be before Shmon Esrei, so let's take away the brachos, so everything else you're saying are Mizmorim, are Pirkei Tehillim, and that would be okay. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, the Bach actually rules like Rav Nutraygon, and the Bach says that it's actually usser to say any Psukei Dezimra after you finish Shmon Esrei. That's it. It's done. Once you've gotten the Shmon Esrei, once you've done the Tefillah, the Shevach. I mean, obviously, there's always room to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as it pertains to the structure of Tefillah, it's done, and therefore you shouldn't say Psukei Dezimra after Shmon Esrei. And Aruch HaShulchan rules, Aruch HaShulchan writes, that it's Sheva Al Tase, better not to do anything and put yourself in a situation where you may be doing something inappropriate. Again, it sounds like, based on the Mishnah Berurah and others, that there shouldn't be anything wrong with just saying Tehillim and other parts of the Mizmorim, but to say it with a Bracha, yeah, I would certainly agree with the Shulchan Aruch there, that it Savik Brachas Lakel, not to say it. But certainly to say the Mizmorim if you have time, no reason why you shouldn't say the Psukei Dezimra even after Shmon Esrei. But of course, ideally, we want to get to Shul on time so that we can say all of Psukei Dezimra with proper Kavana and then head off to Shmon Esrei. And in that vein, the Shulchan Aruch makes a very important point. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows, with regards to Psukei Dezimra in general, Ein Omrim Hazmiros Bimrutza. We shouldn't say the Zmiros quickly, ki im benachas. They should be done pleasantly. They should be done slowly. Again, obviously, we're in a rush. We have to catch the train, and you can't always start so early because you'll be davening before the zman for tefillin, or even the zman for shacharis. And as a result, you're sometimes stuck to a certain time frame, so you have to go quickly because there isn't any other option. But ideally, a person should daven benachas. So what is benachas? How do you know what that is? Okay, so do it everyone does it at their own pace. The Magen Avram writes 30 minutes. Psukei Dezimra should take 30 minutes. I don't know whose Psukei Dezimra takes 30 minutes. You should continue to be praised if your Psukei Dezimra takes 30 minutes. I think on the Shabbos, Psukei Dezimra, it's somewhat reasonable to say that Psukei Dezimra takes about 30 minutes. But on a weekday, 30 minutes will be, I think, tough for a lot of people who are so used to davening very quickly. I don't even remember in Yeshiva if Psukei Dezimra took 30 minutes. It probably did, but I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Okay, a couple other ideas regarding Psukei Dezimra before we get into Hodu, and Hodu will be fairly short. When it comes to Psukei Dezimra, we have a fascinating statement made by Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, which I just thought there was a parallel to our quarantine life. The Mishnah Berurah quotes as follows, V'kasev Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, Mi she'eino melubash heitev, someone who doesn't have, let's say, warm clothes, they're not dressed properly, he doesn't mean not sanua, he means that you're not dressed warm enough, yispalo bebeso bechoref benachas. You should daven in your home in the wintertime slowly. Better to stay home and daven quietly with kavana, because the idea, perhaps, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'efshar derot zolomer shemachmas hakor eino yachol lachavin gam b'tfilas yudches karoi. If it's so cold, you won't be able to have any kavana, any focus on your davening, at that point, if you can't be dressed properly for the winter and there's no heat in the building, better to daven at home, benachas. I think that's at least for us a Musar Haskalah, that now that we're home, that the least we could do, since we do have the extra time, to daven our Psukei Dezimra benachas as well. Another fascinating idea, which I saw brought down in the Deer Show, Mishnah Berurah, which was always a great resource, which is the following question. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings this down, which is as follows. Our custom is that by Psukei Dezimra, the Shliach Tzibur already begins, he gets up and davens from the Amud, even from before Psukei Dezimra. He's davening for the Amud from the Brachos. Is that the correct practice or not? Is there anything wrong with it or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes as follows. He says, Da, de bizman ha-kadmon, lo haya ha-shatz yored lifnei ha-amud, miyad b'ha-schalas ha-tfila, kemo shemina getzleinu. The Shliach Tzibur never got up that early in the davening to lead the service, to lead Shacharis. Ela shebaruch she'amar v'chol psuki dezimra, haya kol echad omer al makomo. Everyone would say psuki dezimra at their seats. And the whole tzibur would say yishtabach until the end, and the shliach tzibur would get, who was yored lifnei ateva, he would get up and he would say yishtabach from the amud, and that was the old custom. But then the Aruch HaShulchan writes that the custom clearly changed, and now we're already up there not just for Psukei Dezimra. We already have in most shuls in America, we have the shliach tzibur getting up to lead the davening by Birchas HaShachar, or by Brachos. I know that in the Shtiblach in Eretz Yisrael and other places, they usually start from Hodu or Baruch Shamar, depending on whether it's an Ashkenazi leading the davening or a Sephardi. They don't do the Birchas HaShachar from the Amud. So the question is, how did this custom evolve? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach seems to note or indicate in Halicha Shlomo, it seems to indicate there that the reason why the minhag evolved, that the Shliach Tzibur will already begin from Baruch She'amara, from the beginning of Psukei Dezimra, is to fulfill the mandate of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that a person should say Psukei Dezimra benachas. So at least you have a pace setter who can lead it properly, so then everyone can follow and read along benachas. That, I think, that was the idea, it writes in the footnotes of Halichos Shlomo. Okay. So that is a little bit about an introduction to Psukei Dezimra. So as we said before, Psukei Dezimra at a minimum is maybe Ashrei, maybe it's one of the Halalukas. Rashi says it's two Halalukas. The Rambam and the Rif say it's Ashrei and the last five Halalukas after that. But that's it. We added on other Tfilos as well, says the Rambam, that are not Ikar Psukei Dezimra, but they are now considered part of Psukei Dezimra. They're all different praises and divrei shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of those divrei shevach is Hodu. So we begin with Hodu. And I mentioned before, there's two parts of this Hodu. There's Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo, which ends off Al Tigu B'Mashichai Uvinviyai Al Tareyu. And then there's Shiru Lashem Kol Aretz Basru Miyom El Yom Yeshua So. And the truth is that these two long paragraphs are connected because they're both in Divrei Hayamim. They're in the 16th chapter of Divrei Hayamim, basically one after the next, until Vayomru Chol Am Amen V'Halel Hashem. So we took the words of Divrei Hayamim and we threw them into the davening. And the question is, why are we throwing Divrei Hayamim into Psukei Dezimra? We just established that Ashrei and the Halalukas are important. What makes this important so much so that we're throwing it into, or placing it into the davening? And in fact, we're putting it even before the Ashrei and the Halalukas. We're putting it right after Baruch She'amar to make this really strong link and connection to the beginning of Psukei Dezimra. That's how we're opening Psukei Dezimra. Where does it come from? So here we have a discussion in Masecha Sofrim. Masecha Sofrim makes the following statement. Why did David mention this mizmor of Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo Avram Yitzchak or Yaakov or Kohen Levi Yisrael? Why? Because he wanted it to be stated every... He wanted Hodu to be said every day. So what is this all about? So the Mefarshim explain as follows. If you look in Tanakh, when Ir David was established, David took the Aron, brought it to the city of Ir David, which ultimately would be the place where the Beis HaMikdash would be built. And he brought the Aron from Givon, and he established that the Levium would sing these praises every single day. The praises are of Hod. If you look in the Divrei HaYamim, I didn't take my Tanakh with me, although it's right over here. If you look through the Psukim, I'm not going to find it right now, you'll say that David instructs the Levium in his cabinet or connected to him to recite these phrases, and he goes through Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo, Hodiu Vamim Alilosav, Shiru Lo Zamra Lo Sicho Bechol Nifloosav, and so on and so forth. But now I mentioned before that there are two parts, and I mentioned that the first part ends off with Al Tigul Bimishichayu Vinivyei Al Tareyu, and then the second part begins Shiru Lashem Kol Haaretz, all the way through Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Yad Haolam Vayom Recholam Amen. Now, why did I say that there are two parts to this? The reason is because the commentaries point out that David, this I think is brought down in Seder Olam, that David split up these two sections of Hodu. He wanted them to be connected to the Korban Tamid. We know that the Korban Tamid was brought once Shel Shachar and once Shel Bein Harbaim. And therefore, he said the first Korban Tamid will be for Shel Shachar will be the Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo, and the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim will be Shiru Lashem Kol Aretz Basru Miyom El Yom Yeshua So. And that was the breakdown. So since it's corresponding, these two tefillos, both found in Divrei HaYamim, are connected to the Korban Tamid, we now take it and add it into our davening as well. And this is, as I mentioned before, there's a discussion, a dispute between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim when to recite Hodu. Ashkenazim recite Hodu after Baruch She'amar, and the Sfardim recite Hodu way before, not way before, but a number of paragraphs before Baruch She'amar. Hodu is the first thing that's said. Hodu literally opens Psukei Dezimra. You could make the argument that for Ashkenazim, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis is some form of an opening of Psukei Dezimra, Baruch She'amar. Hodu is maybe number three on the list. Hodu is number one for Sfardim, and it's not for Ashkenazim. Why? And that's so I mentioned that last week. The idea being that Hodu is connected to the Korban Tamid. Everything we've said before Mizmor Shir, the Ashkenazi, if we remove Mizmor Shir and Baruch She'amar from the Ashkenazi tefillah, from the structure of davening, we're dealing with korbanos. So we have korbanos. We'll say the hodu because it's connected to korbanos, since that's what David HaMelech asked the Levium to sing when the Aron was brought into Ir David. And that's a nice flow from korbanos all the way to hodu. It's also very nice that the end of Rabbi Yishmael, we said, is that last paragraph, Shebana Beis HaMikdash B'mhirav Yameinu, and then you go right into hodu. Kind of a nice seamless transition. But Ashkenazim, they preferred it to be a little neater or cleaner in terms of the structure of Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra should begin with a baruch, with a bracha, and end with a bracha, and all the praises are in between. Hence, Hodu is after Baruch She'amar, but it's the first thing. So there's still an element of this connection to the Korban Tamid. Okay, I believe the comment is that for 43 years, the Aron was in Ir David for 43 years before the Beis HaMikdash was built. So every single day for 43 years, the Levium sang Hodu in Ir David. And we have it now in our Siddur as well. It's interesting that Rav Amram Gaon writes that you only say it once a week. It's only said on Shabbos. There's actually a discussion whether, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, it was said at all. But it made it into our Siddur as to say it every day, because the Torah writes that there are some people who have the custom to say it every day, and we were able to add it to our Siddur, and now it became part of the liturgy, and it is recited every single day, and we don't split it up between a morning and an evening time, a Shachar and a Mincha. We have Hodu and Shiru at Shachar only. Now, there is a difference between the first paragraph of Hodu and the second paragraph of Shiru that are in Divrei HaYamim. Hodu focuses on the great miracles that Sichu b'chol nifloosav, we're going to sing and converse about all the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for our avos, all the miracles that were done in the past. And that's the emphasis of the first part of this hodu. The second section of Shiru LaHashem Kol Aretz Basru Miyom Miyom Yeshua. So now we actually talk about more about Yemos HaMashiach. Su'u Mincha Uvo Lefana V'Yishtachbu LaHashem Kol Aretz. So it's already a discussion. Oziranenu Kol Atzei Yar Milifnei Hashem Kival Lishbot HaSaretz. So there's a focus now on the future, on the Yemos HaMashiach. So that's the difference of the breakdown in the focus between the first half of, or the first paragraph of the Hodu and the second paragraph of Shiru, which are again all connected in Divrei Hayamim. I mentioned before that there's 49 psukim in Psukei Dezimra from Hodu until Mizmor Lasoda, and the breakdown is 28 psukim from Divrei Hayamim and 21 psukim later from Tehillim. So we added on, after Hodu and Shiru LaHashem Kol Aretz, which are in Divrei Hayamim, all of a sudden there's a little bit of a transition into a different form of tefillah. We have Romamu Hashem Elokeinu V'Yishtachbu LaAdom Raglav Kadoshu, those two Romamus, which are in Tehillim Tzadites. Then we have Avihu Rachum, which is in Tehillim Ayin Ches. Ata Hashem lo sichla rachamecha mimeni, Tehillim Mem, and you have a whole bunch of different Tehillim. We have Tehillim Chavches. If you look in the Siddur, if you look in the our new Koren RCA Siddur, so it gives you all of the different psukim that are in Tehillim that are all mixed together into this section of the Hodu. So how exactly did it get there? Not so clear how it got there. But Rav Amram Gaon mentions that there was a minug to add on additional mizmorim into the section of Hodu. The Sefer Eshkol talks about the importance of adding on Romamu and Hashem Tzvos Imano Miskavlano Yekov Sela, Hashem Tzvokos Ashri Adam Pateach Bach. So there are different psukim that were certainly added in, but more were thrown in. But like we said before, it's one thing to try to take your own tefillah and put it into the middle of Psukei Dezimra. You can't do that. There is an established text that Anshei Knesset HaGdola wanted, or at least, if you want to throw it in, it has to be connected to Tanakh. So here, they added in different prakim of Tehillim. So again, it's all David HaMelech, like we've discussed before. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, we said that was written by David HaMelech. But technically speaking, the Aruch HaShulchan, we mentioned this a few weeks ago, the Aruch HaShulchan wrote that Shlomo HaMelech used Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid as a way to open up the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. We just read that in Daf Yomi about 5 or 6 days ago. And the rest of the tefillah are all about David. So it makes sense, it fits. Hodu is all connected to what David had the Leviim sing. Shiru LaHashem, all what the Leviim sang. And now, when we have these extra additional psukim, which are from Tehillim, again, are all connected to what David HaMelech wrote, and therefore it's fitting to be placed in our Siddur. I'm not going to go through all of the tefillah, the 49 psukim. It will take us way too long, so I'm going to stop here, but it's certainly worthwhile to take a look at the Hodu and the Shiru LaHashem and all the different psukim of Tehillim. Again, the focus is on not just the Shevach and praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but an emphasis on the Yeshua, on the salvation, and the Geula, and the redemption, which we hope, Shetachzor Atar LeYoshna, that we should return the crown to its place, its rightful place, and Malchus Shemayim B'chol Mashallah, B'chol Avlasa Kaftzapia, that everything should be back in its right place, and we should all be together celebrating with Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mherav Yamenu. Amen. Hope everyone has a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Next time we reconvene, I'm not sure when that will be, but we will discuss Mizmor Lasoda. Of course, we probably can't discuss Mizmor Lasoda on Pesach, since we never did any Korban Torah on Pesach, since the Korban Torah is Chametz. So therefore, since Mizmor Lasoda is Chametz, we have to wait till after Pesach, obviously, to discuss it. Have a great night, everyone. See you next time. Thanks for tuning in.